Icon Audio Arts. The 39 Steps, written by John Buchan. Narrated by Jeffrey Giuliano and the Icon Players. Welcome to Icon Audiobooks at their most terrifying, provocative, and mysterious. Here is a classic audiobook which reaches across the waters of time to the inner recesses of the darkest corners of the human mind. Whether or not these are truly horror stories depends on the always fragile state of mind of the attentive listener, but they are dark. Often foreboding and delightfully full of dread. Perhaps more than pure horror, they are rather cautionary tales, displaying the depths of immorality, criminality, and insanity which has plagued mankind from time immemorial. Or perhaps they are something more, a frightening window into the unknown, the otherworldly, and the truly evil. One thing for sure, however, this jarring, well-crafted tale of desperation, death, and depravity has the power to rattle the expectant listener to the very core, as well as opening doors that might better stay closed. Dark roads which should not be traveled, and alleyways to misadventure, which wander off deep into the weeds of self-doubt and isolation. So join us, please, on this unexpected journey into the unknown, which may well lead you into a room full of mirrors. But I warn you, you might not like what you see. But don't worry, I'll be with you. Every step of the way.
The 39 Steps is an adventure novel by the Scottish author John Buchan. It first appeared in a serial in Blackwood's magazine in August and September of 1915, before being published in book form in October that year by William Blackwood and Sons of Edinburgh. It is the first of five novels featuring Richard Hannay, an all-action hero with a stiff upper lip and a miraculous knack for getting himself in and out of rather sticky situations. After a brief legal career, Buchan simultaneously began his writing career and his political and diplomatic careers, serving as a private secretary to the administrator of various colonies in southern Africa. He eventually wrote propaganda for the British war effort during World War I. He was elected Member of Parliament for the combined Scottish universities in 1927, but he spent most of his time on his writing, notably writing The 39 Steps and other adventure fiction. In 1935, King George V, on the advice of Prime Minister R.B. Bennett, appointed Buchan to replace the Earl of Blessborough as Governor General of Canada, for which purpose Buchan was raised to the peerage. He occupied his post until his death in 1940. Buchan was enthusiastic about literacy and the development of Canadian culture, and he received a state funeral in Canada before his ashes were returned to the United Kingdom.
Chapter 1. The Man Who Died. I returned from the city about 3 o'clock on that May afternoon.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?